WHO delivers medical supplies to Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. By John Hayward on August 31, 2021. The World Health Organization, WHO, confirmed on Monday that it completed delivery of its first shipment of medical supplies to Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, arriving in the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif aboard a Pakistani plane. WHO said it flew the aid shipment from warehouses in Dubai to Mazar-e-Sharif and will disperse it from there to 40 facilities in 29 provinces spread across Afghanistan. The UN agency chose the northern city because ongoing disruptions made the airport in Kabul unsuitable. On Tuesday, WHO's Afghanistan branch said deliveries to remote medical facilities have already begun, presumably without any insurmountable interference from the Taliban. WHO is exploring more options to get further shipments into the country until a reliable humanitarian air bridge to scale up collective humanitarian effort is established, the agency reported. WHO said its major challenges in Afghanistan include funding cuts from donors that may force dozens of healthcare facilities to close, the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, which saw a 27% spike in cases last week, and possibly more. Since the Taliban takeover severely disrupted reporting, severe malnutrition, especially among children, and trauma from mass casualty incidents. The 12.5 metric tons of supplies that arrived in Mazar-e-Sharif on Monday were enough to partially replenish the reserves in Afghanistan's medical outposts and keep services running temporarily, according to the United Nations. The WHO said it planned more flights in the near future with aircraft provided by Pakistan International Airlines. WHO Regional Director for the Eastern Mediterranean Dr. Ahmed Al-Mandhari thanked the people of Pakistan on Monday for their timely and life-saving support. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi implored the international community to send aid to the Afghan people despite the Taliban takeover, noting Afghanistan has suffered from 40 years of war and millions of its people require assistance. Several UN committees urged the Taliban and all other parties to protect the lives and respect the human rights of women and children, and allow humanitarian aid to be delivered. The UN said it was alarmed by reports of attacks on health workers and human rights defenders, among other groups, under the new Taliban regime. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, estimated on Monday that 10 million Afghan children are in desperate need of humanitarian aid. UNICEF denounced a series of atrocities in Kabul by unspecified parties that counted children among the victims and reports of children being recruited by armed groups. Doctors Without Borders, MSF, and the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent, IFRC, warned on Monday that Afghanistan's healthcare system is tottering on the edge of total collapse. Like WHO, they feared the loss of international funding for humanitarian aid after the Taliban conquest would severely hinder efforts to distribute food and medicine. The overall health system in Afghanistan is understaffed, under-equipped and underfunded, for years. And the great risk is that this underfunding will continue over time, said Philippe Ribeiro, MSF's Afghanistan representative. Although the previous Taliban regime expelled MSF in 1998, Ribeiro said the new theocracy has been relatively cooperative to date. They actually asked us to stay, and they asked us to keep running our operations the way we were running them before. The relations are, so far, pretty reassuring, Ribeiro said. Nisef Mgendi of IFRC complained that humanitarian organizations operating in Afghanistan are unable to access funds to pay vendors and staff because the banks are closed.